following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to turn 39 of A Worthy Opponent, a Blizzard, well, it's a podcast regarding the Blizzard game Hearthstone. I am Black Lace, and with me is Autumnsbane.
Lothiv used to be a simple bog beast. This is why we need stricter regulations on mining and agriculture.
It's funny. He's really gross.
He is. You waste your breath.
Yes. If you click on a emote to them, they answer you, the bosses in Naxxramas. And that is what Lothiv says.
You waste your breath.
Yes, quite frequently. Go ahead, say it again, if you want to.
You waste your breath.
Alright, so, one thing that I didn't mention last week was they have the new, they say new things when you log in. One of them, I thought I had it wrong last week. It is warm your frozen boots by the fire. You know what? I don't care about warming my frozen boots by the fire. If my boots are frozen, my toes are cold. So my boots are coming off. I don't care where they get thrown. And my toes are going to be near the fire. But that's just me.
Fire, please. No. It's too hot.
Well, this is what he says in Hearthstone. And he's also telling people to move over and make room by the hearth. So he's got some new phrases when you log into the game, which I briefly mentioned last week. Changes. We have so much to talk about tonight.
Yeah, like the fact that I'm in.
Yay! After 5 days.
Yeah, anyone who follows us on Twitter, I apologize for the constant
rage.
Well, it wasn't rage. It was just, still not in. Still not in. Days later. Still not in.
Well, it didn't not only still not in you, it locked you up from even making regular purchases. It completely locked you. I mean, you were only able to play the normal stuff. Did it lock you out of the first wing of Naxx too?
No.
Not that it really matters, but... Well, actually,
I think if I had gone directly there without trying to access the second quarter, I probably could have, but why would I have? But it would not let me go to the store. If I went to the store, the authenticating circle would come up and just keep going round and round and round. And if I made any attempt to, from the Naxxramas screen, click on the purchase button, it would authenticate and go round and round and round. And it was a very slightly different answer on my iPad than on the computer, but pretty much the same. And if I went to my Battle.net account, it showed that the purchase was made in gold, but pending. Or queued. Queued is the word it used. It didn't actually take my gold out until one morning I woke up and logged in and poof, I had Naxx access and the gold was gone.
Uh-huh. See, I got lucky the first day. I had a few problems with it saying that I was not able to do that transaction. And then about 2 or 3 hours later, it went through fine. I'm wondering if part of your problem was you did it on the iPad.
I don't know. But, again, we jumped the gun. Hey, everybody.
But you were not alone.
Naxxramas Wing 2 is out.
Yep, but you were not alone in the hell that was the opening of the second wing.
No, there were 25 pages of pissed off people in a locked, sticky to thread.
Yep. And it's, again, the next wing is tomorrow, and I'm hoping they fixed it by tomorrow. And I wonder if they're going to actually do it tomorrow night at 11:59 Pacific time again.
I don't know. I didn't see any announcements today. You'll probably see the announcement tomorrow.
Well, my theory is now Blizzard is all about the cheating. So well, they're going to cheat on release. They're going to cheat with their bosses.
Well, understand this. The vast majority of people did not have the glitch. It was a very vocal minority of probably thousands of people. And it took them a couple of days to fix the problem so that it, if it hadn't happened to you yet, it wasn't going to happen. Basically, only people who tried right away got it to happen. And people were reporting that they did it by gold or money. But a lot of the trolls on the forums were saying, oh, sure, you did this because I didn't pay by money. But I paid by gold.
Not the case. Yeah. And other people paid by money.
But other people
and
paid by
to
money
see it.
And they couldn't get it. Correct.
Right. Yeah. So, no,
but
it was not
was
a plot
all
from Blizzard.
Kinds of rage. Like the pitchforks and torches came out against Zaraya. I actually.
Poor Zaraya.
I actually posted on that thread. I'm like, don't blame her. She's probably doing what her bosses are telling her to do. And I got like a plus two, but then someone else flamed me for defending her.
Yeah. I mean, talk about she was probably like tied to a wood pile that was burning by that point. Just horrible. I mean,
yeah,
she,
Blizzard
really,
fans do
she's,
not
she's
take
not
it.
The one responsible for the game to have problems. It's not her.
Well,
she's
they
just
weren't saying
the voice
that.
At the moment. Yeah, I know.
They were saying she's the customer service rep whose job is to communicate, and she wasn't communicating. And then another dev actually got on and said, why single her out? I'm guilty too. She's not alone. Mm-hmm. But Blizzard fans are just not kind when they don't get what they want.
Right. And now I can understand the outrage from those who are paying, because like that would have worried me. But you know what? Blizzard stands by its products. Okay, you may be a day or two late, and you may be a few days late in getting your cards, but they're never going to screw their players. They're not going to. They'll make sure you get your money. They'll make sure that what they promise will come through. So,
well, the criticisms came from both ends. You had, you know, some of the trolls saying, you guys don't know what you're doing, you should all be fired, and the other guys are like, you're too smart to let this happen. You could have fixed it if you really wanted to. You're just not trying. It's just really vile stuff. And I never once lost my temper or lost my faith that Blizzard would fix it. I admitted I was frustrated. I told people, yeah, it's frustrating. But I didn't get irate. I just went and played some Warcraft, or I played a few games of casual mode. You know, I played Hearthstone before Naxx. I will play Hearthstone after Naxx. One wing not being there for me did not stop me from playing the game.
Right.
But I
want
to thank the listeners and the people who follow us on Twitter who were very kind to look in. How's it going, Autumn's Beam? You get your cards yet? So that was nice of everyone to care.
And the cheers when you finally did.
Yeah.
Yep. I felt guilty playing. I did. I felt really guilty playing while you couldn't get in, but I did anyway. But, I mean, you know, it was
so
a little bit.
Two wings are out. I think most players are now in both wings if they want to be. And another one's supposed to come out tomorrow. So
correct.
You think maybe even though they fixed the problem, they've figured out what it is and it shouldn't happen again?
I hope so.
You think they're going to be release ready, or do you think all of the concentration on the other issues will put them off?
My thought is that they're not going to let it happen again. I think they have, again, Blizzard stands by their product. They also stand by their fans, and their people who buy their games and play their games are important to them. Their customer service is important to them. So I wouldn't be surprised if they had stepped everything up to fix the problem and then kept people at like double time and double paced throughout the whole rest of the week after the problem was fixed to make sure that whatever it was not going to happen tomorrow, I guess. Hopefully I'm right.
Blizzard headquarters is probably a bustling place.
Oh, yes.
Between the staff working overtime to get Warlords of Draenor out and then getting the Hearthstone problems fixed and getting the Naxx out, and the Heroes of the Storm is in its beta, and I think there's something else for Diablo coming out.
I would say it's a stressful place to work.
The StarCraft people are probably on vacation and everybody else is killing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Talking about StarCraft, believe it or not, this has to do with Hearthstone. But talking about StarCraft, I was speaking with one of our listeners who had a pet peeve with the game, with some of the players. And he blew me away when he told me what his pet peeve was. When he tells somebody at the end of the game, well played, it bothered him to get a response back. Like if he lost and he told the winner, well played, it would bother him to get the response back, well played. And I was like, wait a minute, I always do that. If we had a good game and they lost, I'm going to say well played, because even though they lost, they may have played the game well. And he's like, I didn't think of it that way. I guess with StarCraft, there's like people who play StarCraft might understand this better than I, but there's a really snippy, snide way of doing a well played at the end of battles that is basically a rub it in your face type thing that to him translated over to Hearthstone, but many of us who haven't played StarCraft may not have realized that people could be taking that wrong.
I've only played StarCraft single player, but there have been other games in the history of computer games. Let's take Magic the Gathering Online, for example. You could actually type to your opponent. You could say things, but there were also a couple of quick emotes. And one of them was GG, which meant good game. So I think the vast majority of the Hearthstone community uses well played as
like
a
good game.
Good game.
That's how I was meaning it. It doesn't necessarily mean...
I've heard people who are very irate. I've seen it on the forums. I've heard it on other podcasts where people say, don't say good game. Obviously, the person sucked. Why would you say good game to them? Or well played, rather. Like, they didn't play well. They lost. Why should I say well played to them?
You can play well, very well, and still lose. You can. I mean, that's what a good game is all about.
Yeah, so a lot of people say, you know what, you stuck it out to the end, you didn't concede halfway through, you didn't squelch me, you were a nice guy.
Yep.
It was a good game, and we can't say good game, so well played is the closest
exactly.
we have.
Exactly. So any StarCraft players out there who have played me, or players of the same like-mindedness as myself, when I say good game at the end of the game, I mean it. I'm not saying it to be snarky or sarcastic, and I think a lot of the players of Hearthstone are actually meaning it that way. So I just wanted to pass that along, because until we actually discussed it, he hadn't realized that people actually meant it that way. And I'm hoping that at this point, when he sees the well played, he's not, you know, not upset by it any longer.
Speaking of snarky and sarcastic, can I talk about my play of the week?
Please do.
It wasn't the type of play of the week we usually do. I actually lost this game, but I felt vindicated. I was playing against a mage, and I had a bunch of minions out. I was probably playing my hunter. I've actually been playing in ranked, and not playing much, but I managed to get to rank 18 since the start, so I guess I've been doing okay if I made it from 22 to 18 with very few games played. But this mage beat me, and at one point I had a bunch of minions out, and he does this enhanced arcane blast and annihilated all of my minions. And so, oops, I could hear Jaina's voice in my head going, oops, even with the sarcastic lilt in her voice, oops. So I'm like, come on, that wasn't called for. And then the next thing he does is he casts a fireball on himself. So I said, that didn't quite hit the mark. So
oh my God.
I'm not immune to human frailty and sarcasm and
awesome.
Vindictiveness. If guy's gonna be an idiot to me, I had to repay him in kind, but only because it seemed like just poetic justice. You say
yes,
oops
no,
to me
was. That was
and then
perfect.
Blow yourself up.
And then blow
I'll
yourself
say,
up. That's kind of instant karma
won.
In the game. Yeah.
He or
no.
Or she still won.
Still, that's hysterical. We will be talking about next tonight, but there are other things I wanted to mention in the news. One is Watch and Learn with Amaz. Watch and Learn is something that they are doing now with Twitch. Basically, what Blizzard is doing is they're promoting streamers. And then they ask the streamers some questions, and they tell you what time they're streaming that, because they feel that basically that people enjoy watching it almost as much as playing it, and they can actually learn from watching other players. So they wanted to make it easy for people to find out who are streaming and giving informative games. And basically, they gave some information. This week, they featured AmexHS, and he's the first member of the Liquid Hearthstone Division. He took first place at the IEM Shenzhen tournament. Anyway, they asked him a couple of questions. Basically, he is streaming. To tune into him, you can tune into him on Twitch TV. It's, again, his name is AMAZ. I don't know if it's AMHZHS. It's weekdays at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and Sundays at 10. Sundays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So kind of weird times. Not any time I'd be awake, I don't think, or able to do it. Weekdays I'm working. But if you are interested, he also has YouTube videos, and he streams at different times of the day. Keep an eye on his Twitter at LiquidAmaz for updates. And he's got a page on Facebook. So basically, Hearthstone and Blizzard are promoting him. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
But there's, if you want to watch people play, Twitch, which, by the way, we're now on Twitch, there are hundreds of Hearthstone players that stream. But it's nice that Blizzard is promoting some of the better ones to teach people. As we speak, our producer Xander is playing a game and streaming it on Twitch. So if you want to see how to lose...
Yeah. Oh! I'm surprised he's not jumping in this channel right now. I did defeat.
He just got defeated by Ferlina again. But it's fun.
Poor Xander. The other thing I wanted to mention, obviously, today is August 4th, and the season has ended for the Naxxramas season, so they gave out the purple card backs, which I'm happily using, and they actually showed us the Season 5 card backs, which is the Chill of the Ice Crown.
Ice Cream Citadel,
yes. The Chill of the Ice Crown. It's silver, gray, teal, and blue. Pretty, pretty, pretty card. A lot of people are really excited about the card. A lot of people are like, this is the card I'm going to use. I might actually deviate from my favorite purples and go for that one too, because it is really pretty, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it looks in play, because in play it looks different too, because they make things sparkle, and I like sparkly.
Do you think this means they're working on an Ice Crown Citadel raid?
That crossed my mind that maybe after Naxxramas they would be thinking of Ice Crown Citadel. That's a possibility. It did cause the rumors to abound that Death Knights were going to become a hero class that you could play. There's somebody actually posted
that rumor's been around a while.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Blizzard said they have no intentions of doing that.
Not yet. They said in the future, in the distant future, they will probably do it. But we're talking probably a couple of years. So if you read the thread that has been posted, somebody is saying it's been approved, but basically it's definite. They're going to do the Death Knight class. Yeah, it's definite. Like 3 years from now, it's not around the corner. So. Just letting people know that Death Knights, the thought, because it's the Ice Crown Citadel card and the Chill of the Ice Crown, doesn't mean Death Knights are coming. Not yet.
So people always talk about stuff like this. So, yeah, it could happen years from now. Like a dance studio in Warcraft.
Like a dance... that's right. They never changed their dances.
That's a long-standing joke that we were supposed to get 5 years
ago. It was even on the box.
8 years ago, yes, it was on the box.
Okay, why don't you tell people about the tournament? It's this weekend.
Oh, yeah, the tournament. So we got enough people to sign up. In fact, more than I thought would sign up. Already have the bracket up. So people can go to BattleFi and take a look at us there.
You're making me play.
The site is designed, yeah. Black Lace will be playing. I will be overseeing just because I wanted an even number. And it looks like you need to have your email and a password to get in to look at it. For some reason, it's asking me to do it, even though my browser hasn't asked me to do it since I first got in. Anyway, it's designed so that you could sign up on your own. But I didn't do it that way. I put everybody in manually, so don't try to sign up. And I had people emailing us, hey, it won't let me sign up. I said a few times, don't go there to sign up. Just go there to see your bracket. But last turn I said the bracket was fake. It was just a mock-up. I completely redid it. So what you see is what you get. And if you're one of those lucky people who got a pass on the first round, well then, you know, you get a free pass on the first round, but you still have a few rounds that you have to win. So
we have quite a few people.
Yep, I think we're at 24.
It's nice, very nice. Some people who were interested in playing again this time weren't able to. So some of the people who won last time actually were saying they would like to come back but are unable to attend. So we'll hopefully see them in the fall tournament.
Okay, so I got in again. It's just, if you go to BattleFi, BattleFi.com/A Worthy Opponent, I didn't have to log in. I just went straight to it. It'll show you the bracket. So, if you think that you've registered and you think you're in the tournament, go check that out. And if you don't see your name there, it means you did something wrong. Either you didn't really mail it to us, or you didn't supply the information that was provided. We had a few people contact us with seeming interest, and then I gave them the details, and I never heard back from them. I just have to assume that those people couldn't make it or whatever. But it's now closed. It will take place next Sunday. And
it's a Thursday night.
Yep, and next Sunday and Saturday night. We have something else happening on Sunday, so it confused me. So Saturday night, we will do the tournament, and Monday evening, the winner could be speaking same bat
with
time,
us.
Same bat channel.
That's something that's not in the game. We don't have any bats yet.
No bats yet.
Haven't seen bats. We have lots of spiders, but we'll get into that. One more thing before we start really hitting on next. This is a silly thing I have started doing recently. I press my end turn button at the when after I'm done and I kill somebody. Have you been ever? Do you ever do that? Like
say
I take
that
my
again.
Final shot. I take my final shot, and they're about to blow up, and I know they're blowing up, or they're blowing me up, and I press no. It's on my turn, so I'm blowing them up, and I press end turn, and it won't press, and I'm like clicking it, going, why won't it click? And then I'm like, oh yeah, it's because the game's over.
Yeah, it won't
it's
let
like
you do that.
To the finish, of course it won't. It's a stupid thing that I started doing. I'm just wondering if I'm alone.
No, you're not. I've done it before.
Okay, good.
Like, even if they beat
True
me,
confessions.
I'm like, forget it. I'm going to hit the end this turn. And
okay. I feel better now.
I think it's just an impulse to click it at the end of your turn. And if the
Could
game
be.
Is over, look at that. Xander won.
My God.
Congrats, Xander.
Congrats, Xander.
Anyway, now I see why people watch this Twitch stuff, because my eye keeps getting drawn to it while we're talking.
And that's why I don't have that up, because otherwise I will be watching the game instead of talking to people. So, something else new that was learned this week. Of course, Autumn's Bane learned it last week, and had he bothered to tell people on the show, then I wouldn't have thought it was brand new. But last week he did not tell you that if you go into your cards and type in the search NAX, not even NAXX, not Naxxramas, just NAXX.
NAX?
N-A-X, N-X, Nax. Type that in there. All the Nax cards show up. So right now it's showing one Druid card, one Hunter card, one Mage card, one Rogue card, and 8 regular neutral cards are now showing up under the search of Nax, which I think is just awesome. So that you can actually, and they, you know, it's, they say it's not an expansion. I'm sorry, this is expansion type stuff.
They're new cards.
They're new cards. So
this
if you
want
to see all your new cards, then basically you're going to just hit Nax. I also, while I'm in here, got a little message from Ron Paul who wanted to let us know that he's going to be winning the tournament, so he'll be appearing as a guest on the show. He
oh,
just
okay.
thought he would let everybody know. So just, yeah, look out for him. He's planning on being here on the show next week.
Yeah, good luck. So there was something else I wanted to talk about with the fiasco of people not being able to get in. And that is, this all happened at the beginning of a season when people are leveling up and laddering up. And I don't know if it's true or not, because you can't tell if people are trolling or actually doing it. But I guess there was supposedly, allegedly, some European tournament where some warrior won. He made it all the way to the top and like got to legendary rank or whatever. And he claimed that his key card for that deck that he won with was Myxema.
We gotta stop saying that.
Okay. So, you know, there were people saying they couldn't get in.
Myxema.
Yeah. But, no, I'm sorry, Lothib, because Myxema was from the previous week. So here were thousands of people who had no chance to gain access to Lothib.
And he's
and
winning with it already.
We're winning their way to the top.
Yeah,
tiers.
That's frustrating too.
So I don't know if there's anything they could do about that except say, whoops, sorry. But
okay, and
this,
yeah.
This, to the really, really highly competitive people, this is a big deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now that we're officially talking about Nax, they had, again, normal mode, the class challenges, and then heroic. Class challenges this time were the mage and the hunter, which
two of
I was
my
happy.
Three favorite classes. I was very
they were
happy
amongst
about
my
that.
Favorite too. Yeah, and the cards that were given out. We'll be getting into the cards soon, but the hunter got as a reward the web spinner, and the mage got another secret called duplicate. And we'll
like
get into what they do.
They need another secret. But
right. But so how did you do against the class quests?
Well, we're going to do the class quests first?
Yes, since I okay. mentioned the cards that come with them.
So I went into the Hunter Challenge, and I lost my first game. I had to wrap my brain around the fact that the entire game, all I got was one card. All I ever got were the web spinners. I draw my hand, web spinners, web spinners, web spinners. In fact, we saw a sneak peek, if you recall, of the cards that somebody had leaked. And we saw a screen that showed 3 web spinners. And we were like, how could you have 3 when you're only allowed 2 in a deck?
Well, that's how.
That was the Hunter Challenge deck.
And so, that again, is basically Blizzard throwing the rules out the window. The Hunter, by the way, I'll let you continue on your game, but it... The hunter played against Lothab, who basically had 75 health points. And the web spinner is a 1/1 creature, basically, that when you kill it, its death rattle is to bring a random beast card back to your hand. But as Autumn Spain was saying, those are the only cards you actually draw. Do go on, sir.
So it was pretty much, by the time I figured it out, on my second attempt, I kicked his butt. But it was a matter of playing these 1/1 web spinners with a death rattle that said add a random beast card to your hand, playing those and mixing that up with my my hunter ability, the shot. And so 2 points from the shot, which really doesn't do much against 75 health. But getting my web spinners out, attacking with them, getting them killed so I could get other minions in my hand... I even got a legendary. I got the beast at some point. Didn't get a chance to play him, but I got the Beast. Sometimes I'd even get other web spinners. But it was interesting. I got that parrot that I had never been able to play before that lets you summon a random pirate from your hand, from your deck, or something like that. And I'm like, oh, there are no pirates in this deck. That's a wasted card. But it was pretty fun having all of one card. But I did not draw a single spell the entire game. Now, you said when you played, you got spells later on. But all I ever got...
They weren't spells. I think they were creatures. No. Right. When a web spinner dies, its death rattle is to a random beast card to your hand.
Right.
So that's how you get it, by letting your web spinners die.
Now, are we going to do spoilers at all here? Do we just going to assume that anybody who's listening is going to want to know what things are or have already figured it out?
I think we should, because that's kind of what we were talking about doing with a casual podcast, giving people hints. And a lot of people have been having trouble with some of these, so I have no problems talking about it. I was going to go on and talk about the mage versus Higan, but...
Let me finish with the hunter then, and then you talk about the mage. So the key against Lothib is he puts out these spores that when they're killed, you get like +8 attack each of your minions. So at some point, I had like a bunch of 16 powered minions all running across the board at the same time and winning. So it was pretty unorthodox. And again, other than being completely beast-oriented, didn't really seem like I was using any hunter abilities at all. There were none of the hunter spells. But it certainly felt more hunterish than the rogue deck we used last week.
Right. Well, because you're calling out creatures and beasts, and you've got your little... Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the beast aspect of it.
Right.
So, it took me two. And with the mage, I actually one-shotted my opponent. We're talking normals here. We're not talking heroics.
Right, and we're actually talking the class quests, whereas they're giving us the decks to play with.
Oh, right. Silly me. There's no heroic class challenge.
Yeah,
that would be
God.
Sick.
Well, but then they'd give us a deck that they know would beat it, if that could beat it. That's the thing. And that's the thing that bothers me the most about this is I have a limited number of decks, and I hate the fact that I have to destroy decks in order to win against heroics. I just give us an extra slot, Blizzard. I've said it before, because you don't have enough slots to have one of each class and a funsy. And if you do not take a class to have a funsy, which is a duplicate of something, you don't have enough slots to have a throwaway disposable deck. So you have to screenshot it and remember what it was, and then build the deck specifically to beat the crazy antics that Blizzard has put into play with some of these creatures. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The class quest for the mage was against Higan. And Higan, basically, his hero power was, I think it was for one hero.
To destroy the minion on the left side?
For one hero power, 2 damage to the leftmost minion. So, yeah, your big thing was basically to make sure that your leftmost minion is a disposable type, so that the ones to the right are your better minions.
Why he does that, right?
Why Higan does that?
Why Higan does that. Higan the Unclean in the Naxxramas
dungeon.
Yeah, was famous for this thing called the Safety Dance. And actually, there was an achievement called the Safety Dance where fire would come up from the floor and you'd have to be standing in just the right
spot.
You have
to back up or
to not
forward.
Get killed. So they did a pretty good job of duplicating that ability by having only minions on the left getting killed.
He cracked me up, though, when he loses. He kind of whines that he probably should have taken a bath. That was funny. It was cute. So those are the class quests. The hunter versus Lothab, and the mage
versus
Higan.
The spores, I remember as a hunter running out to catch the spore so I could get more damage.
Absolutely. So those are very close to the actual next game. Do you do on normal?
Well, weren't you going to talk about your experience with the mage?
No.
Oh.
I one-shotted it. I don't really remember too much about it. It happened pretty fast.
So you weren't going to critique or anything about...
Not really. I mean, if you want to, you can. There are a lot more secrets that come out. My pet peeve in this expansion, I found Hagen, however you want to pronounce it, and Lotha both to be pretty simple on both the class quests and on the normal mode. The one who gave me the most trouble was Noth, and he wasn't in the class quest.
Well, let's finish the class quest then. If you're not going to talk about the mage, then I will.
Okay.
It was pretty simple to figure out early on when you knew he was going to be destroying the leftmost minion is to put everyone with death rattles on the left. That way, when they got killed, you'd get a benefit.
You got the benefit.
That was pretty much my only strategy. You know, which minions do I have? Which one would benefit me by being dead? Put them on the left. Put the ones I want to keep around a while as far to the right as possible.
I kind of said that. Sort of. Not with those words. That's what I was getting at.
Well, you should have used my words then.
Against you?
No, never against me.
Oh. All right, fine. Just to briefly go through the class cards that are awarded at the end, which we haven't done. Again, type in the word Nax, and you can see the cards that come out. I will go first because I didn't warn Autumn's Bane that I was going to do this. The Druid class card awarded for this is the Poison Seeds.
That was last week's.
Right. Well, we're going to go through all of them, though, because we didn't do them last week. So I'll do the Druid, you can do the Hunter, I'll do the Mage, and you can do the Rogue. And we'll talk about neutral cards at some other point. But for the Druid, it was Poison Seeds, forecasting cost, basically destroy all minions and summon 2/2 treants to replace them. It was kind of...
A lot of Druids have been using that against me the past couple weeks.
I actually find this helps me a lot, because usually I have something that can pump up my treants. I don't know why. I've just seen like, okay, they wanted to give me 2/2 treants. I'm fine with that.
Oh, you mean when you're on the enemy of the Druid, you've been doing well with
it? Yeah. If they use it wrongly,
then it could backfire.
Then it could benefit you, yeah. So I don't have a problem with that. It's a fun card. It's a fun card because the whole board is suddenly a forest. It's great. The new class card that came out was the Hunters. Why don't you discuss that one?
Well, we just sort of did, but it's the Web Spinner, one casting cost, 1/1 minion. I took out all of my Leper Gnomes from my Hunter deck and put in the Web Spinners. And
because you're guaranteed beasts.
So I'm guaranteed to get... Well, today I got another Web Spinner out, but, Death Rattle... I've had players who won't touch them. They're afraid of the Death Rattle, so they just let it attack over and over again. Add a friendly beast card to your hand. So all of the abilities that affect beasts, I put out my wolves that pump up the beasts. It's been a pretty good card. I don't know if it will prove to be as reliable as Leper Gnomes, which I think are... Until now, I thought Leper Gnomes were the best one casting cost minion to put out. Because even if a mage pops it off in the first turn, you've done 2 damage. But... I could get a King Crush in my hand, from having this.
Correct.
Because remember, it's any beast in the game that is not a token. So
it doesn't mean you have to own the
card. So when the goblin machine turns your minion into a chicken, stuff like that, or the hexed frog or the polymorph sheep. You'll never get one of those beasts. It's always a beast that is a card. And so you don't have to own it. You don't have to even know it exists. It could just pop into your hand. And so the fact that I get to play with cards I don't even own is pretty exciting to me. And I haven't had enough opportunity for some reason. They haven't been showing up in my hand. But I'm finding this to be a fun and exciting card. We'll see what the future holds.
The mage card was a secret. And I don't mean it's a secret. I'm not going to tell you.
Don't tell anyone.
No. I'm going to give it away.
But it's a secret.
It's so annoying when you play Noth and he casts this thing before. Here's the thing. When you first play against Noth, you don't have this card. So the deck you're playing doesn't have this card against him. So you don't have the ability to do it. If you're playing a mage against Noth, it just doesn't work until you beat him, then you get the card, and then you can do it. But by then, you've already beat him, so it doesn't matter because you're not going to play him again because it's a waste of time. We established this. I'm going forward. The card is a 3 casting cost, as all secrets are for mages. Duplicate. And I was like, holy crap, when he played this against me the very first time. So, spoiler alert, turn off the podcast right now if you don't want to hear what the card does, but the secret is when a friendly minion dies, put 2 copies of it into your hand. Holy crap. So if you kill my Ragnaros and I have a duplicate out there, I now have 2 Ragnaroses sitting in my hand.
Yeah, but at that stage of the game, how likely are you going to be to cast 2 more Ragnaroses? That's an endgame circumstance.
Depends on whether or not I have an ice block up and he's about to kill me and I get to play other things.
Well, that's
but
true.
Still, the theory behind it is you can have mega powerful cards. I mean, even Hogger's only a 6 casting cost. So,
true.
You know, that could...
Or 2 Leroy Jenkins charging at you.
Yeah. So, that's a very powerful secret. That really is a powerful secret. And that's the card you get awarded for doing the mage quest.
So we want to go on to the next card. The rogue card, the Anubar Ambusher. 4 casting costs, 5/5 minion. Death Rattle, return a random friendly minion to your hand. Of course, this was gotten last week during the Arachnid quarter, not during the Plague quarter. Return a random friendly minion to your hand. I don't know, 5/5 at 4 casting costs is pretty decent to begin with. But I don't know if I like the return the friendly minion to my hand because it's random. I don't know. What if it's somebody I had enchanted with some kind of special ability and then suddenly it's back in my hand? Usually those abilities wipe off.
That's true, but then there's the opposite of that where they've gotten your whatever down to 1 health point and you return it to your hand because this guy dies and now he's coming back full steam.
Well, I think this card has the potential for people who are very creative and like to design decks around specific themes. I bet somebody comes up with a good Anubar Ambusher deck before long where this actually has some kind of benefit to it. Because most of the other cards in the game that return a minion into your hand, you choose which one. You know, like the Brewmaster?
Mm-hmm, right. This is random.
Yeah, so I'm not likely to use this card.
I want to see it used against me a couple of times and see how people play it against me, and then I'll decide how I like it. I don't play a rogue very often anyway. My top cards are, my top decks are the Shaman, the Mage, and the Paladin. So, haven't quite gotten it for the rogue yet.
Oh, wait a second. This is a rogue-only card.
It is rogue-only, yes.
So that means... Oh, with all that combo stuff, gotta come into... Yeah, there's gotta be good uses for it. Like, why would this weird minion be in a rogue deck? Because rogues are always returning things to their hand and recasting them. But I haven't seen a rogue use it yet. Alright, so we're gonna talk about the beast. So, you know, last week we got Maexna as the legendary for clearing the quarter, and this week it was Lothib. But you want to talk about them all?
No, I want to hold off on them and go through the, because time is running. I want to go through the 3 opponents on normal. And then I don't know if you tried them on heroic, but I don't have a lot to say about heroic right now. Well, I have a lot to say, but people don't want to hear me bitching anymore, so I'm not going to.
Well, I was excited to play Noth. The first time I played Noth, I had him down to 2 health, and then he killed me.
He beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, I remember you saying over and over again, he beat me, this is terrible. But, so I said, okay, Now I know what he does, because I didn't do what a lot of people do. I did not look up these guys and see how other people beat them first.
No, nope, I didn't either.
I did not look up to see what their special abilities were. I wanted to do it in real time on my own. So
yep,
after he beat me the first game, which was to me my learning experience, okay, now I know how he intends to beat me. I went and I did some changing of my deck, and I made sure I had two flares in my deck, and I actually used a flare against him, and
sound
I
like
beat
a flare
him the
just
second
went
time
off.
Around. Yeah, for some reason this humming.
Okay, you beat him the second time around. I played every class card I could about against him, and some of them twice before I finally killed him. I was livid. I'm like, what the hell? I don't know. He just beat the crap out of me. I couldn't do it. He has a passive ability that basically each time an enemy minion dies, he puts out a 1/1 creature. And that's his hero power. So if you have three creatures die, it's not like your hero power only gets used the one time. His hero power keeps going off. Then he had secrets. And his secrets basically, take a minion that's killed and put two back into your hand. That was the one that the mage just got, so he had that one.
And you
he
so
had
nailed
minions.
It. Last turn, you so nailed it when you said they changed the Eagle Horn bow because of this. You
mm-hmm.
predicted
oh,
this
absolutely.
Would happen. The Eagle Horn bow against Noth would be a never-ending bow.
Exactly. And that's why they changed it. They changed the card, and that's why I'm really pissed off at Blizzard, because they changed the card because of this expansion, because of this person in the expansion that you're playing. And I don't think that's right. I don't think they should be tweaking the cards to make it so that you have a challenge against one of their decks that's a passing thing that you won't play again.
And they
in
downplayed
about 6 months.
That. They tried to make it sound like there were other reasons they were doing it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't buy it.
I think it was
Noth.
Backpedaling. Yep, exactly. It was just so that Noth. But
we understand that these cards will change the metagame, but to force one of the pre-existing cards that has been there since Alpha to suddenly be different because of this so-called expansion.
Yeah.
That
yep.
that's like reverse that's changing of the metagame, and that
yeah.
just does not
it's,
sound
again,
seem fair.
They do it at whim. They throw the rules out the window. They have a spell. This is the one that really pissed me off. Now, I don't know whether or not you had this played against you, but he played it against me twice. He has a spell that insta-kills all minions that are not skeletal.
No, I didn't get that played against me.
He played against me twice in one game. I had three or four creatures out. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be able to do something. And he plays a spell, kill any minion that is not skeletal. Now, excuse me, I'm playing him for the first time. How the heck am I going to have a skeletal minion? There
are
none in the game.
No,
huh?
There's still, even at the end of this, there's still no skeletons.
Right. So to me, that's very unfair. It's very unfair to have a card in there that can obliterate your entire side of the board just because you don't have any skeletons. That I just.
Well, remember,
and of course,
Nax,
he's going
to
have a ton of
the
them.
Skeletons. Yep.
He's going to have a ton of them because he's got skeletons out because he's killed yours. And then when he kills all those minions that are not skeletal, guess what he gets?
Skeletons.
Whole ton of freaking skeletons. So yeah,
was it a late game card?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
I guess I got lucky because not only did I beat him the second game I played him, but I won big. I mean, I kicked his ass.
Go back again and play him just to see, you know, how. Yeah, that's kind
well,
of.
You said heroic for Lena was a piece of cake for you.
It
so
was, but yeah.
I think there's this random number generator situation here. There's a lot of luck involved. Because some people just blow these bosses
well, the problem
away while other people get annihilated.
With Faerlina, I beat her twice in a row, one-shotted her twice in a row with that deck. So I think that particular deck just happens to stand up well against her. With Hegan and Lothrop, we'll go into those two. I one-shotted both of them with Are You Ready? My little weenie deck that I made to beat Mayaxna took both of them out on normal first time. I was like totally amazed. So here Noth had killed me, And then Hegan and Lothab I just steamrolled with a crappy deck. Well, it's not really a crappy deck. I had to tweak it a lot to beat Mayxna. But that's how I beat the other two bosses on normal.
Well, I lost to Hagen the first time with my Hunter. Then I realized how to play it, and so I pulled out my Druid deck and beat him on that. And Lothab, I one-shot him with that same Druid deck.
Now,
Lothab just did not seem... I mean, he's daunting. You see how much health he is, and you're like, holy crap, how can I beat this? And then the ability he gives that pumps up your minions just makes it so easy for you to beat him.
He was fun. Let's go into... We'll talk about them in order, though. Hegan, he had Eruption as his hero power. So for one mana, he would do, again, 2 damage to the leftmost minion, just like he did in the against you in the class quest.
2 damage? I thought he killed it all altogether.
No, 2 damage to the leftmost minion.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking heroic. I don't know. It seemed like my guys on the left were always dying, so maybe I just had weenies out.
I'm going to go look that up as we talk. So let's look this up on normal. And Mr. Hegan, 1 casting. Hero power, deal 2 damage to the leftmost enemy minion.
Okay.
So that's his power there. And again, I had great luck against him. How did you beat him? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, I mentioned it earlier. I just kept all my Death Rattle people on the left and my toughest creatures on the right, and I beat them like I would any other deck, just through normal play. Once I realized what I had to do, because that was his biggest trick, you know? I didn't find any of his other powers or spells that overwhelming.
Yeah. Now, on Heroic... just briefly, his hero power goes to 0 casting, 0 mana, and he does 3 damage to the leftmost minion. So, boom, 3 points of damage to your leftmost minion, no cost of mana. This is where I say they throw the rules out the window and they just make it so that you get blasted. Lothab was fun.
Yeah.
I just had a lot of fun with Lothab.
They were all fun on normal.
Yeah.
The heroics were just... No, I have enough missing hair without going up against them. I actually made a conscious effort to not play Heroic this past week. I had enough frustration waiting to get the game. I didn't need to add more by playing them. Because I played 3 or 4 times against Noth.
Lothab becomes,
and I'm like, forget this.
Whereas he had 75, and the funny thing is I was saying, you'll have 75 health next time. I was kidding. And then here comes Lothab, normal 75, Heroic 99, and his hero power goes up to, for a 0 casting cost, deal 3 damage to the enemy hero. So you know what that meant? First of all, he also comes out in jumped to heroic.
Yeah, but you're also talking Lothab.
Yes.
We'll finish with Hagen.
Because he
then.
Pissed me off the most.
Okay.
Oh, I was done with Hagen. Hagen was real quick. I beat him with Mayxna.
Find non-heroic Lothab to be much of a challenge.
No, it wasn't either. I beat that one with my Mayxna deck, too. It was fun. I really had a lot of fun with it, because he was 75 hit points. And then he had the Spore, which gives +8 to your minions if you kill the Spore, which is a 0/1 creature, so you're not really killing your minion to kill the Spore.
Right.
And I had my hounds out, and then I had an alpha wolf out, so I wound up having like 5 or 6 creatures that ranged from, I think they wound up being like 10 twos and 11 twos. I steamrolled him, just totally right over his, yeah, not so in heroic. So you haven't played heroic. I have.
I haven't won heroic. I got frustrated and stopped playing. I have other things to do than to sit there and bang my head against that heroic. I'll do it eventually. You know, like...
Well,
we're going to have 4 weeks of being able to play the hero challenges and the regulars. So once that's all done and I don't have that to do anymore, then I can kill the heroic bosses at my leisure.
Right.
But it was just... It seemed super hard to me.
It is super hard.
So I said, okay, I have to sit down.
It was frustrating.
I have to think about a deck that could beat this, and I didn't want to put in that much energy, but also I did not want to have to sit there and destroy one of my good working decks to make a deck just to beat it.
And now, that's what you need to do.
I already dismantled my priest deck last week to try to beat I forget which boss, and it was a miserable failure, so it's just sitting there. I named the deck Kill Widow. So I remember I made it to Kill the Widow, and that didn't work. So it's tough.
It's a little too frustrating because, as I said, the rules don't mean anything. They can have multiples of cards. They have 75, 99 health. Their hero powers are free. And not only that, on Heroic Lotheb, when he starts the game, he's got two creatures out, and he's got the ability to do 3 points of damage for no mana on his first turn. So basically, on his first turn, and then he always seemed to call a nightmare out. So the nightmare had charge. So literally, on his first turn, he had 99. I started with 30. He hit me for 3, which dropped me down to 27. Then he hit me with with his taunt creature, which is a 3/6 creature. So that went bang. I'm now 26. Wait a second. Hold on. My math is bad. 24. And then he called out a creature with charge, which put me to 22. So on the very first round, he had 99. I was down to 22. I find it a very, very difficult deck to beat.
So did you beat it or not?
No, I haven't beat any of them. I wound up getting frustrated and said, I just want to play the game. No, the way to beat him is simply go online, look up a deck that's won. The Frost Mage, freeze decks are doing good against some of these bosses. Basically, you have to build the deck to beat that specific boss, and you can find the decks on the web. If you have a normal deck that you can play against most people with, it won't take these shouldn't take these bosses out. You have to construct, and they even say it. They, you know how they'll give little informational blips when you log into the game, little suggestions.
That
they
you
actually
may have to.
Out. No, they say you do have to. You will have to construct decks in order to beat these heroic bosses. I wasn't ready to do it this week. I beat all the heroic bosses last week. This week, I was just too frustrated. With all the rules going out the windows, the hero powers are overpowered. They have way too much health. They come out with multiple cards, minions already in play, and they beat the crap out of you before you have a chance to draw your first card. That's not challenge to me. That is taking somebody and throwing them out of a fourth story window.
Well, I think you have to understand where they're coming from and change the way you're thinking about this. Do you remember we got that deck of cards? I think it was called Battle Chess. And you draw the cards and it changes the way you play chess. Like, there was one card that enabled me to move my bishop all the way off the board and come back again at the very end as if the board was a sphere and you know, or make the queen do something weird. Well, that game is very much like this. They have changed the rules because they want to give you an alternate playing experience. They don't want you to just beat these bosses as if you're playing in a tournament against a very intelligent artificial intelligence. And I think it would really tax them to be able to come up with an AI that could beat some of these legendary players. The fact that they cheated added to the level of challenge. The fact that it's going to help you with your deck building skills. This will help people design good decks. If they know, for example, let's say there's a new deck next week that's just sweeping the entire meta. Everybody is losing to it. What's going to happen? Somebody's going to sit down and design a deck to beat it. And everybody's going to copy it. That's the way it tends to go.
That's exactly how you're going to beat this heroic.
Or you're a very clever player and you sit down and you solve the puzzle yourself. And you say, this card will work, this card will not. Let's try
this.
That didn't
work. If you have the cards.
Right.
That's also very important. A lot of the players that are out there who are casual players, well, that just answered it right now. If you're not a casual player, don't expect to beat heroic. Don't have the cards.
If you're casual and new and don't have a big deck collection, yes, that is true.
Because there are still people who are fighting very hard to beat the bosses from last week's. And
I'm hearing most of those bosses are beatable with simple cards. You and I both beat one of them, and we didn't have a single legendary come into play to help us win.
I didn't even have an epic on that deck.
Right. So some of them, it's just a matter of solving the puzzle. You have to think out of the box with this. Use your this play more to your abilities to build decks, and then play those custom built decks.
And I wasn't willing to.
It's like a training session.
Yeah, and I wasn't willing to tear a deck apart. And as I said to people, you know, expect have a slot for disposable, just until Nax is over, and probably for the next expansion, because this isn't an expansion. I don't know what she's calling it. What's she calling it?
She just said it's an alternate play experience.
Okay.
It's not an expansion.
So for the next alternate play experience, keep a slot open for, you know, a disposable deck. Unfortunately, I like the decks, and I like my little weenie deck that I made for Mayexna. I actually like it, and I didn't expect to, but I was beating people with it in regular play as well, even though it was tempered to beat her. And it did okay in the normals too. So yeah, I learned something by building that deck and tweaking a deck, but now I don't want to tear it apart.
Right. So we will beat this, and I almost never go to look up other people's decks to do stuff. I used to out of curiosity just to see what's going on, maybe with a deck I'd never played with, you know, in the early days, like what are other people doing with the warrior? You know, but to solve this puzzle, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm not going to go look things up, because the whole point of this is that it's a challenge, and it's not a challenge against another player who could outthink me and build decks to beat me. It's a puzzle. It's static. Eventually, I will know every card those NPCs, I'm calling them NPCs, the AI plays. And I will learn how to counter those cards. And I will learn how to put cards in that will beat those cards. And I will do it. And
it
won't be
a matter of
luck,
too.
But I will do it.
It is still a matter of luck, because they are still random. The charger didn't come out every single time. So, you know, different cards did come out each time. Some more than others. But, you're right. You'll learn the deck. Just to let people know.
Blizzard is famous for this. Blizzard is famous for coming up with ways to prolong game time. It's like reputation grinding in World of Warcraft. They don't want you to have all the goods right away. They want you to work for weeks and weeks towards it. So that's probably what they're designing these heroics for. And yeah, the legendary players are all beating it on day one. So what? Players like you and I, we will have something to do in Hearthstone for several weeks to come, even though everybody else has beaten them who are better than us. But that's fine.
And comments I've gotten was, it's a hell of a lot of work for a card back. Mind you, people had mistakenly thought that they had given out the card back for Naxxramas. Yes, the Season 4 card is a Naxxramas card back. It is not the heroic Naxxramas card back that is being given out for beating heroics. There's a different one for that. So don't think that they actually gave away that card back. They didn't. Different one for heroic. Otherwise, this would be totally useless. But yeah, it's kind of a lot of work to get a card back.
But I think it'll be, if once we get over the frustration portion of it, it may turn out to be fun. It'll certainly be satisfying when we win.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, hoping that the next quarter will come out without any hitches. I'm looking forward to playing it on normal. I think I'm just not going to push myself to the heroic for a while. As I said, I beat all three of them last week. This week's turned out to be quite the challenge. I had kind of a bad week overall around for other reasons, having nothing to do with Hearthstone. So maybe it just wasn't a good time for me to try to do the heroic. And, you know, we all have those moments.
Well, I hope they're not going to get progressively harder each week.
I'm thinking they are.
Last week's we beat them fairly quickly. This week, we still haven't beaten. I hope tomorrow's heroics are not so hard we'll never have a chance of beating them.
I think they were supposedly, each wing was supposed to be progressively worse. I mean, if you think about it, the last, where the dragon and the lich are, in the last area of Naxxramas, those were the hardest bosses to beat.
Yeah, well, so if they keep this trend, then Kel'Thuzad will be impossible for us to beat.
True. All right.
I'm hoping that's not the case.
People listening live stream, currently this week we are double teaming on holosuitemedia.com as well as holosuitemedia.com/Twitch, is it? I just closed it.
Well, mine is twitch.tv/holosuitemedia. That'll get you there.
Yep, holosuite.com/live, L-I-V-E, will put you into our chat room and also to the Twitch where you can watch Xander getting the crap beat out, playing the game, and listen to us. And the other ways to find us, unless Autumn's Vein has more to say.
I have nothing more to say.
Nothing more to say. Okay, so you can find us.
I have one thing to say.
Yes.
I want to say, I can't wait until Saturday night when
when
our listeners will gather together and beat each other up like Noth against Black Lace or something like that.
It's going to hurt you. That was not nice. You are not nice.
No.
So you can find us.
Me of being nice.
You can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can email us at awahearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. Leave us a review if you wish, and stars or not to stars, that is the question. Facebook, AWO Hearthstone. You can find us in Stitcher Satellite Radio. Next week is the Big 4-0.
Dun dun dun.
And we're not doing anything special for the Big 4-0. We are going to do something special for the Big 5-0, but we're not announcing that quite yet. But yes,
but listen, keep your ears open.
Yep. Turn 40 is coming next week. We'll talk about the new class quest cards. We'll talk about the new class quests. We'll talk about the new wings. And hopefully we won't
talk about getting locked out of Naxxramas.
That's right. So, until next week. Well, I'll be Black Lace this week too, but I am Black Lace.
I'm Autumn Smith.
And we thank you for listening. Happy hearthing.
Have fun, everyone.
Bye.
Did you see Xander? He got his opponent down to 1 health and then died.
Poor Xander.
Tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.